giving honor to God. I thank Lord, amen, Lord and Savior of my life, giving honor to my wife, my girlfriend, my friend, amen. Giving honor to all the ministers, the clergies in the house. Thank God for all of you. Well, here we are another day of coming together and worshiping and encouraging one another and sitting and being, you know, the church is like a gas station, amen. You can't drive your cars and don't fill it up, amen. So we're just here to help you, give a little extra something. You got filling stations all over. You get filling at the home, amen, in your prayer closet. But it's something about you should get some high octane when you're coming to the house of God. Amen. Amen. I don't want the ethanol stuff. I want the high. Don't give me no corn. Give me the real deal. I need some horsepower. Amen. When I step on the gas, I don't need to be sputtering, and I don't need to say, wait a minute, I'm coming. I'll be there. If I step on the gas, I need to know I got some room under the hood. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about power. Thank you, Ellen. I'm talking about power. Amen. Because in this time, that's what's needed. The Bible said, ye shall receive what? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And if you ain't got it, amen, you can get it. Amen. Walk in power. Amen. That's how we're victorious. Amen. That's how we win in this battle. Amen. We have to be empowered by the Spirit of God. Because we're dealing with some real issues out here. Dealing with some real devils out here. And y'all know that. Amen. And you and I in our flesh, we can't deal with it. Amen. I don't care how bad you think you are, how smart you think it, that's all great. But I need the power of the Holy Ghost abiding inside of me, giving me wisdom, giving me insight, giving me direction, giving me everything I need to be victorious in life. Power not only to be a witness, but power to live a godly life. A power to say no. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I know and I have the power to resist it. Because greater is he that is in me than he, the spirit that is in the world. People are controlled by demonic spirits, by different types of spiritual beings. But I have the Holy Spirit inside of me, and I can resist. You can resist. Amen. No matter what it is, you can be an overcomer. One of the things I want to talk to us today about, amen, quickly, is one of the things that the devil fights us with, amen, is fear. Fear. That's one thing that many of us, and fear translates into phobias, into anxiety, into all kinds of stresses and all kinds of things that, and but the root of it is, amen, is fear, and we have to deal with that. And in the life of a believer, amen, God has not given us the spirit of fear. But the Bible says of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. God, number one, fear is a spirit. And fear can be a tormentor. Fear can disturb you and give you a stress and anxiety. And you have so many, I'm talking about Christians who have phobias of this and fears of that. Wait a minute, we need to cast that down in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I'm free from every fear. And if you're struggling with it, say it in faith. I'm free. Repeat after me. I'm free. Amen. Don't let the devil try to hook you up and bind you up and tie you down and keep you in bondage in your mind, in your emotions. But you've got to declare that I am free in Jesus' name. For God has not given us that kind of spirit. To be fearful, to suffer anxiety, to allow, amen, our emotions to be attacked at such a level. Amen. Now, we will be assailed and we will be attacked, but amen, we can rise above every attack. We can rise above every feeling. That's the problem right there, feeling, amen. God didn't call us to walk by feeling. He called us to walk by faith. Because if we walk by feeling, we all in trouble. Because there's many days, if we be honest, amen, some of us don't feel like doing a whole bunch of stuff. But I can't let my feeling or my flesh dictate to me, but I've got to depend on what God has said in his word. I'm a man of faith. You're a woman of faith. We're people of faith. And no matter what it looks like, I've got to decree and declare what God has said. So I refuse to be bound in fear. I refuse to be stressed out, depressed, and anxious, tied up, and locked up. I refuse to allow the devil to have leverage over my life. God has set me free through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. All of that mess was nailed to the cross. So I can walk in freedom. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Declare it and speak it. You may be going through something right now, but believe the word of God. Confess the word of God. Even if you're struggling through something, speak the word of God. Don't agree with it. Oh, I guess, you know, there's no hope. No, no. You're just playing the devil's fiddlestick. You need to say, I believe God. Your flesh ain't feeling right. Speak the word over it. Tell your flesh to get in line. Tell your flesh to shut up. Tell your flesh, I don't owe you anything. Flesh say, look at that. Say, shut up. Tell your eyes to look the other way. Devil tries to whisper to your mind, think, no, I cast down every thought. Everything that's not of God. In the name of Jesus, be quiet. God has given us the authority through his spirit. He's given us the directions and the instructions and the mandate to be the managers over our bodies. Present your bodies, what a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As men and women of faith, we've got to lift up our heads, and we've got to stop walking around with this depressed attitude, feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling like the world, and realize who you are in Jesus Christ. That you are somebody in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So we got to deal with this. We got to hit this nail on the head. Amen. I ain't got no business worrying about somebody trying to put voodoo. That stuff, listen, God got me covered. You don't shake me. You don't make me nervous. I don't care what voodoo, what hoodoo, what shoo-doo you have. Amen. It don't matter because I'm covered under the blood. And no weapon formed against me. You can stay home and rub sticks all together all you want. You can both throw some bones against the wall all you want. Amen. You can burn my effigy. You can listen. I'm covered under the blood. I belong to Christ. And no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. He's going to cause me to triumph in everything that I do. No thing that you try to devise against me is going to be successful because God is in charge of my life. Now, in the old man, when you're in the world, amen, you need to get some things together because you're in the devil's territory. Amen. But when you crossed over, thank you, Holy Ghost. Now that you crossed over from death unto life, what may used to have applied, amen, don't apply no more. Because I'm a new creature. I've been made new. Amen. Oh, don't get it twisted. Even though I may look the same and they say you look the same, but they don't understand that there's been a transformation. There's been a process. There's been a metamorphosis. There's been a transfer in my mind. I don't think like I used to think. I don't go where I used to go. And I don't hang out where I used to hang out because I am not who I used to be. I don't play under those rules anymore. I don't do things in the dark. I don't do things underhanded. I don't scheme and I don't plot and I don't plan because I'm a child of the King. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. And if he is our father and he's the father of light, then his children, his DNA should be in us. The attributes of holiness should be in us. Let this mind that was in Christ, what be also in you and me? So I can't court the world. I can't do those things because that's not who I got. God called us out. Called us out of Egypt. Called us out of sin. And as I say often, sometimes many of us, we've left Egypt, but Egypt is still in us. We're still bound by memories. Amen. If that's you, amen, then you need to cut Barry White off. Now, if you can listen to Barry White, amen, and Teddy and all that stuff, and it don't evoke none of that stuff, then maybe you're okay. But if it's causing you to go back down memory lane, and you start seeing your first, second, third, and fourth boyfriend and all that other stuff, and you start thinking about that steamy night in Georgia and all of that stuff and midnight train ride that you had and Gladys Pippen, all of that stuff, and it start taking you, listen, you need to say, I need some new music. Because it ain't good for me, amen? Now, I like listening to a little smooth jazz, amen? Ain't nothing wrong with it, amen? But it don't take me any other place, amen? I just like the music, amen? But when it starts getting down that other lane, amen, that's to each his own, amen. If you're convicted, amen, then that's you. Don't do it, amen. But don't condemn me because I choose to, amen. But what I'm saying is, amen, we've got to be careful what we feed ourselves, amen. There's some movies out here. Listen, we need to shut them off. Heard a story. Preacher was saying there was a time when he had to sneak around the corner in the back alley to read his Playboy magazine. He said, now it's in your living room. Amen. It's right there. Pornography. Everything is right there. The devil makes it so convenient to sin. Oh, he brings it right to your door. You go to your hotel room, it's right there, gentlemen. The girls are waiting right there, gentlemen. Ladies, too. Goes both ways. But we've got to, you know what, say, I choose to follow Christ. Try to get to the text. Amen. Thank you. The Bible mentions two specific types of fear. Amen. I'm just going to touch on some of this. The first type is beneficial and is to be encouraged. The second type is a detriment and is to be overcome. The first type is the fear of the Lord, which is good. This type of fear does not necessarily mean to be afraid of something. Rather, it is a reverential awe of God, a reverence of his power and glory. However, it is also a proper respect for his wrath and anger. In other words, the fear of the Lord is a total acknowledgement of all that God is, which comes through knowing him and his attributes. Turn to Joshua chapter 1. Dealing with fear. First of all, you've got to know who's on your side. Amen? Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, when you have it, say amen. We can't let fear manifest any place and we not deal with it. When negative and when the devil speaks, you answer with the word. You don't stay in silent because the devil thinks you're agreeing with it. Open your mouth and say, it is written. Man shall live, not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I rebuke, I resist in the name of Jesus every contrary thing that is against the word of God, and I adhere to God's holy word. And you stand on the word of God. Joshua 1 and 5, and you have it, amen. Now, Moses, amen, had died, and then Joshua, he's taken over, amen. And verse 5 says, he's saying to Joshua, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I shall be with thee. Listen, I got to stop right there. Think about that. He's reassuring Joshua, and Joshua, he had to be somewhat intimidated seeing the life of Moses, seeing the communion with Moses, seeing God in Moses, and Moses in God's face, and seeing how God loved Moses. And so he had to say, I'm stepping in this guy's shoes. I've got some big shoes. But God had to reassure him. And he said to him, he said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you, Joshua. The same grace and the same favor and the same hand of divine providence that rested over Moses, he's saying, Joshua, it's over you. Now, I know he's speaking specifically to Joshua right now, but we can glean and understand from the heart and the character of God that God is no respecter of person, that God has no partiality, God has no favoritism. All he requires is that we come to him in faith. And just as he demonstrated that he was with the servants of old, he demonstrates that he's with us. And he has promised to covenant with us, and he has promised to protect us, and he has promised to walk with us and keep us in all of our way. So he speaks to Joshua, and he says, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Then he says, I will not fail thee. Think about it. He's saying, your God, Joshua, will not leave you out to dry. Your God, Joshua, will not leave you alone to the enemy. Your God, Joshua, will not abandon you. Your God, Joshua, will stand with you through thick and through thin. Your God, Joshua, will always be there for you. Isn't that what God is saying to us? We've got to wake up. We're dispelling this fear, because to dispel the fear, you've got to understand, why am I fearful? If the question is, do you believe the word of God? Because when you believe the word of God, then fear has to get out of the way. Fear has to leave. Amen. Because you know what? You're not afraid. You're standing in the power and the authority of God. And no matter what, you're saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I don't care what it is. You can do all things, woman of God, through Christ, which strengthens you. No matter what you may face, no matter what you go through, you're on a job and you say, God, I need wisdom. God has said, I will give you wisdom. I got other people that are better qualified, but God, you allowed me to be in this position. Well, if God allowed you and he blessed you to be in that position, then ask for wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, the Bible said, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He said, but let him ask in faith. Double-minded man is unstable in everything that you do, in all your ways, and everything you do is unstable, but you got to come to me in faith. Look to your neighbor and say, do you believe God? That God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to his power that's working on the inside. You can't do it on your own, but according to his power, according to his excellency, according to his grace, according to his wisdom, he'll give you strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, people don't know who you're walking with. People don't know who your God is. People don't know who your friend is. Hallelujah. They don't understand that you have a relationship with God, that you can cry out to him, Abba, Father, no matter what you go through, no matter what you're in, no matter what they say. They don't understand that God is on the side of the righteous. And if God is on the side of the righteous, he won't fail you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He won't throw you away, but he'll stand right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, I will be with thee. He says, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Wow. Talking about reassurance. That's why we got to stay in the word and hear what God is saying to us. Don't be fearful. This is for our children too. Don't be fearful. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Don't let anybody make you think that you can't be successful, that you can't achieve, that you can't do great things. You can do all things, young people, through Christ that strengthens you. You can make it. Even us older kids, some of us, we might have made mistakes. It's not over. Look to your neighbor and say, it's not over. Don't try to gauge me and determine my outcome based on my mistakes. See, that works in the world. But in Jesus Christ, God can take my mistakes and make it a stepping stone. He can take something that I did wrong and make me great through it. Oh, he's not rewarding you, but what he's saying, he said, my grace is sufficient. when you confess your sins. He said he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from what? All unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. So no matter what you've done wrong, you might have made some mistakes, you might have made some bad decisions, don't get stuck there. Don't stay there. Don't live there. That's not who you are. It doesn't determine what your outcome is. But in the name of Jesus said, I'm getting up from here. God, you said you wouldn't leave me. God, I was hard-headed. I made some mistakes. I went left when I should have went right. But God, I thank you that you're a God of a second chance, that you're able to restore me, that you're able to renew me, that you're able to fix me, that you're able to raise me up. Yes, shut up, Okosa. Yes, he's able. Look to your neighbor and say, he's able. Now look to the other neighbor and say, do you believe it? Hallelujah. See, we hear it. But do you believe it? See, we hear so quickly. And we've got to stay in this word. What faith cometh by? And hearing by the word of God. So I've got to stay in the word of God. I've got to stay in the presence of God. As I said, we've got to walk with God daily. Have a relationship. Have a communion. Walk with him day and night. Stay in his word day and night. Seek his face day and night. Ask for wisdom day. Even if you think you got all the answers, sit down and say, God, get me. Because sometimes we can be so smart and miss it in our arrogance. Miss it through pride. Think we got it all together. God said, oh, you got it all together, huh? And then when it blows up, God, where were you? I was right there. You didn't come to me. You had it, so I just let you do your thing. But when we acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways, he will direct. See, the enemy doesn't play fair. He tries to throw a curveballs, and he tries to throw things, amen. But the Spirit of God, listen to God, the same God that said, I won't leave you. This is how he protects. He said, I will not have you ignorant of the devices of the enemy. I am not going to let you be caught off guard. I am not going to let you be surprised. God is saying, I'm going to give you an unction. I'm going to give you discernment. You might not see everything fully, but God is saying he'll give you a caution. He says, slow down. Don't move too quickly. And you might not understand why, but heed what the Spirit is saying. God will put a check in your spirit for a reason. And it might not all be bad, say, for the other person or situation, but maybe it has to do with you and the timing that he has for your life. And God is just trying to position you for that right connection. And you moving so quick, God is saying, I was slowing you down so you could meet this brother. I was slowing you down so you could meet this sister. I told you to go to Winn-Dixie instead of Publix, but you just insisted because you Publix is your favorite store, but you wasn't listening to what I was saying to you. I said, go to Winn-Dixie. No, I'm going to Publix. And don't know that there was an encounter at Winn-Dixie that God set up, which might have led to something great. And not that God and God a second chance, he'll fix it, but it's so much easier if we get it right the first time. He'll let it come back again, but man, I want to learn the first time. Amen. I'm tired of repeating third grade. Walking in the Spirit, as I said, is walking in power. Walking in agreement with God, saying, I believe God, saying, God, I trust your word, even though it don't make sense to me, because there are some things, if you hadn't experienced yet, hold on, amen, there are some things that God may lead you to do, and it just might not make sense to you. And that's when you say, God, I trust you. God, I ain't going to try to figure it out, because I can't. Master's degree, PhD, I can't figure it out. God said, wait on me. He said, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And then he says in verse 6, listen to what he says. And he admonishes him and he says, be strong and of good courage. Now think about this. for the word to say, for him to say, be strong, has to let you know that there will be things, Joshua, in your life that you will experience that will challenge your faith. That will challenge and maybe make you second guess. God, did you? Lord, is this you? But be strong. It's a command. Be strong. And of good courage. You've got to speak to yourself. You've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Stay in the word. Stay in prayer. Stay in fellowship. Stay in the presence of God. Don't give the devil not one inch because he's greedy. He don't just want your car. He wants your house. He wants your job. He wants to corrupt and bring leaven into every part of your being. And after all, doesn't the Bible say a little leaven? Leaveneth the whole lump? See, the devil, we're looking for the devil to come in with an Abrams tank, and we're looking for him to come with a B-52 or B-1 bomber and say, there he is. No, don't look for the mosquito. Look for the, because he knows the enemy that he ain't going to be able to fly that through the door. So that's part of his strategies. He said, you know what? I'm just going to bring a little bit at a time. And then if you're not careful, you're walking in self-deception. Thinking right is wrong, left is right, down is up. How'd you get so mixed up? Who let that leaven in your life? You played with it. You winked at it. Fiddled your toes under tables with it. Blew spit bubbles at it. And then wonder why you're confused. I got scripture to back it. Give no space to the devil. Don't give him an opportunity. Because like I said, he just doesn't want to ride. He want to drive. And next thing you know, he's going to be saying, this is my car. He's going to be telling you what to do in your house. See, you can't play with him. Cast it down. Be strong and of good courage. And he says, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance, the land which I swear unto their fathers. Then he says in verse 7, only be thou strong and what? Very courageous. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is in the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. When you obey the word of God, you will be prosperous. You will be victorious. When you do God's way, success will be the result. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about success as the world defines success. The world defines success based on how many houses, how many cars, how many diamond rings, and they determine success. And there's nothing wrong with that if God blesses you, amen, to have for us to have nice things as believers. But the world has a distorted view about what makes them successful and important. What makes us successful, first of all, is having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Having peace with God. Having communion with God. I'm successful right there. Amen. I might be in a duplex, but I'm successful. I'm going to wait till my change comes. I'm believing him for a house. Amen. But Paul said, in whatever state I found myself there with, I learned to be content. I'm still going to better myself. I'm still going to go to school. I'm going to, you know, try to get a better. But you know what? Right here, right now, God, I thank you. Don't mean I can't strive and do better things, but you know what? I'm not going to get caught up in this way the world thinks. And they want to clash you. Amen. You got churches. You got the Mercedes group. You got the Lexus group. Amen. You got, and again, nothing wrong with that, but this is the real deal. Amen. You got folk, amen, that will be in cliques based on what they've accumulated or what they have on the outside. But listen, in Christ, it doesn't matter if you came on a bike or if you rode the bus. I need to embrace you. You need to embrace me. I need to show you the same love that I would show Bill Gates. Bill Gates or Donald Trump, any of those guys come in here, listen, they don't get no preferential treatment more than you. If they were believers in Jesus Christ, they would be loved and received just the same. There is no favoritisms. They don't get a special seat with their name on it. If you're there first, I'm not going to tell you to move. Amen? Because we're all somebody in Jesus Christ. I'm tired of the religious games that I see in Christendom, in church. The religious musical chairs, the fakeness, the falseness. Listen, the only superstar is Jesus Christ. A servant, no matter what you do, whether you minister in the word or whether you usher, it doesn't matter. We are all jointly fit together. We are one body, intricately connected, intricately dependent, tied together. If I cut you off, I'm cutting myself. If you try to cut me off, you're cutting yourself. And liking me ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm talking to real born-again, spirit-filled believers now. Amen. You got to pass that test. Amen. Because we got to recognize that Jesus, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. I'm just a servant. I'm just a water boy. I'm just here to give you the word. Amen? I'm just here to serve. What did Jesus say to his disciples while they were trying to figure out who was the baddest and who was the deepest and who was the most spiritual? He said, he that is greatest among you, let him be a servant. Let them come low. If you want to grow in God, if you want God to use you, then humble yourself. Don't try to elevate yourself. Don't try to make your name great. Don't try to push yourself out there. Now, the Bible said, give honor to where honor is due. Amen. Let another man praise you. If that's fine, amen, let them do it. But you don't go around tooting your own horn. I'm the right Reverend Bitch Archbishop, and do you know how deep I am? And do you know how, you know, shut up. Preach the word. They'll know who you are. The spirit inside you will manifest. But we're after positions, we're after titles, because we want acknowledgement of people. Stroke my ego. I used to mess with my wife, and I said, honey, she know what I'm about to say. Because, you know, the bishops of old, the popes, I said, honey, kiss the ring. She said, you better get out of here. I ain't kneeling and kissing no other man's hand just because he called himself whatever. There's only one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. That's the key. That's how we go up in God. That's how we grow in the faith. That's how line upon line and precept upon precept, amen, do we gain wisdom and understanding, and our relationship and our experience broadens with God. You know why? Because God says he what? He resists the proud with your deep self. God said, I don't care about your, listen, don't you know, and at that time, he said, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Lord, didn't we lay, Lord, we cast out devil? Lord, did you see how spiritual I was? God said, I don't know you. Who are you? You did all of those things and still miss God. How do you have an encounter with God and miss it? How do you sit in church week after week, be on an usher board, be on a deacon board, be a preacher, be a pastor, and miss it? To be so close and to be so self-deceived An enemy has done this. That's why we've got to say, God, God, examine me through and through. God, purge me. Wash me. Let me be not caught in presumptuous sin. God, let me not think of myself more highly than I ought to think. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. And in due season, his timing, what will happen? He'll lift you up. See, the problem is we wait for people to lift you up. And guess what? When those people get mad with you, them same people say, get out of here, boy. Should have waited on God. Because if God lifts you up, I don't care what you say about me. I mean, you can't touch me. You might not like me. You might not want to be around me. But you can't touch the fact that I've been called, anointed, and appointed. I've been deputized. I've been commissioned. I've been armed. I've been weaponized to do attacks and do damage against Satan's kingdom. I'm going to bring this to a close. Listen to this. In verse 8, I'm going to go there. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt what? Meditate therein day and night. Talking about the word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. When you do it God's way, when you stay in his word night and day, he will teach you how to prosper. He will give you wisdom. People say, how did you get there? You don't have a theologian degree. No, because I stay in the presence of God. I stay in the word of God. I stay on my face before God. I seek him with my heart, and his spirit speaks to me. People trying to figure out who you've been with. They don't understand that you've been with Jesus. They said that of the disciples. These men, they must have been with Jesus. How is it these were ignorant and unlearned men, and they'd have no formal education, and yet we see God using them mightily, and we see God speaking through them, and we see them laying hands on the sick, and we see blind eyes opening, and we're seeing people being converted. How is it that God can take ordinary people? How is it that God can take somebody who might not have a PhD degree? How is it that God can take somebody that don't have a lot of money? How is it that God can take somebody that came from the wrong side of the track? How is it that God can raise somebody up? Daniel said, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Now, all those things are nice. I encourage you. Go back to school. I encourage you. I'm not speaking against that. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm saying, listen, make sure that you include God. And with that, God can use you greatly. The people that know their God shall be strong. It comes through relationship. It comes through communion. It comes through fasting. It comes through time of prayer. It comes through seeking his face, staying in his word day and night. He says, you're going to be strong. And because of that relationship, through that strength, you're going to do great things. Didn't say about where you come from, what color your skin is, what your family name is. Didn't say anything about that. It says the people that know their God. Didn't say just because you're a man. He's saying, whether you're a man or a woman. I don't want to get off into that, but it's amazing. You got these folks out here that say God can't use a woman. How do you even go there? That's another sermon. I'm not even going to start. But God is looking for people who are simply saying, Lord, I decrease that you increase. I surrender my life to you. Everyone standing. It's all tied into fear. Fear is the antithesis of faith. They're diametrically opposed to one another. You can't be in faith and operate in the spirit of fear. Fear is unbelief. Fear is torment. But when you're in faith, you're in love. And what does the Bible say? Perfect love driveth out fear. It pushes fear and all of his cousins, all of his brothers, and all of his nieces that are tied to fear, insecurity, jealousy. Come on, let's be real. We all have had fights. I call it faith fights. And some of us, we are currently in faith fights. This is not a message of condemnation, but this is a message to say, you know what? You can overcome. You can be victorious. You don't have to be controlled by fear. You don't have to be controlled by your anxieties. You don't have to be controlled by depressive thought. Amen. But you can be made whole. Isn't that what the gospel message is? Good news. You can be made whole at every level through the full trichotomy of your being. You can be made whole, whole in your mind. It's a process. Every day we're being renewed in the spirit of our mind. Amen? Sometimes it's like an onion. You mean you're taking off some skin? But you know what? Every day we're being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. I might not be there all the way. Neither are you. But as long as we're here on earth, God has given us more time to be more like Christ. So there might be some onion layers that may have to come off of this brother. May some onion layers have to come off this preacher. There's some onion layers have to come off you, sister. You, brother. You, sister. The truth of the matter is, we're all in process. We're all on that wheel being fashioned through the hands of a master craftsman who, when he takes on an assignment, listen to this, listen to what Paul says, and I'm done. Paul said with confidence, he said, being confident of this very thing, he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it, will complete it, will see that the job comes to its conclusion. We'll complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that he's taken on that assignment. Because if we be honest, some of us, we would have given ourselves. I said, Lord, ain't no use. Lord, I'm a mess. But God said, no, you don't understand. I'm committed. Anything that I've purchased, I'm committed. You may have some straw in you. You may have some pebbles in you. And there's some dirt specks in you. But God said, I'm committed. Some things I've got to pull out of you. But I'm committed. Issues I'm dealing with you, but I'm committed. I'm so glad that he loves us all. No matter what our state. And you may feel so unworthy. You may say, God, you just don't know. I just got so much. Listen, that's what the church is for. That's what the gospel message is. Listen, we whole people don't need a savior. The church is a hospital. The church is a restoration filling station. The church is a place where we learn, we grow, we repair, amen, we move on, we pick up, and we go forward. Amen? So don't let anybody look at you and say, oh, I know what you did. No, look at yourself. The Bible said, let every man examine his own life and see whether he's in the faith. And you know what? You ain't got time to be worrying about somebody else's problem. You and I, we got enough issues of our own. We got issues in our family we got to pray for, our loved ones, ourselves. There's enough, amen, to keep us crying out to Jesus, saying, Lord, save me. So nobody should be on a pharisaical high horse trying to look down their noses at anybody, trying to judge, amen, who's who. Listen, get yourself right. And then maybe when you get free, maybe then you can help somebody because you're going at it in the right spirit, in the spirit of meekness, in the spirit of gentleness, and in the spirit of love. Then maybe you can reach down and pull somebody out of the fire. But you got hell in your life, and then you're going to try to preach to me. That's another sin. Father, we thank you.